It's time for the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. Tonight's show is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Nix Industrial, Expressway Chevrolet, GAF, Billy Sparkle and Shine, JT's Hardware, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, J.L. Hirsch & Company, Rugged Armor Linings, and Smith Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance.
Welcome into another edition of the North Posey Football Coaches Show, live from North Posey High School. I'm Jordan Fisher with head coach Waylon Schenck of North Posey Vikings. And coach, you just wrapped up practice. The radio listeners might hear the boys getting a little raucous in the crowd as we're, or the locker room, as we're actually back in the coach's office this time. AC this time around. It was a little warmer last time. But certainly another hot day for you guys out there on the practice field. How did you feel about today's practice in general?
Yeah, it was good. Monday we spent a lot of time just walking through things, prepping for our upcoming opponent, and just game plan adjustments and whatnot. So we're helmet only, extremely hot out there. But our guys did a great job of not making the heat an excuse or distraction, and we got done what we need to get done today.
So I know what we talked about last week. One of the emphases you had last week was the discussion about the offensive line. You had 8 or 9 players that could have been potentially rotating in. How have you seen that O-line battle out? Or is that going to be something you see throughout this entire week before you make your final decision before Friday?
You know, we're pretty set on probably who's going to be in that top 8 rotation. I expect 8 offensive linemen to play on Friday night. And Coach Hape and Coach Neidig have done an awesome job of preparing these guys in the off season, and it's been really cool to see how they've gotten better each week. And I think a big thing that they've brought to our staff this year is our kids have a better understanding of the big picture of what our offensive run scheme looks like, what our pass protection look like, and they're real detail oriented when it comes to just the technique in the offensive line play. And both of those guys have got extreme knowledge of the offensive line, which is why we were real fortunate to be able to bring them in. And I think you'll see a much improved offensive line from last year.
So what you're saying is throughout this entire season you might be seeing that competition play out week by week.
Yeah, we got a couple guys that maybe starting week 4 that aren't starting now just because they're new. One's new to football. One's new to varsity football. Both of them are very, very coachable kids. They're probably just a little bit behind some of the guys who have played a lot more football in their career. But I would be shocked if they're not cracking that starting lineup by week 4.
So last week you talked about how you were getting into kind of installing some stuff. You were talking about how you had the base already established, but you were adding some more stuff. Has that been part of this week too, is still trying to put those finishing touches before your first game against Southridge?
Yeah, you start. This is what I love about football, is when you get into where you're game planning for a specific opponent. What defense do they play? Looking at their personnel, where do we feel like our matchup advantages are? And we've been able to start doing those things. I think for the most part, everything we had was in going into the Princeton scrimmage. We didn't show any of it. We just kind of were real vanilla from a formation standpoint. And we just ran really base plays the whole scrimmage. But everything we had going into this week, we kind of had it already installed, and we'll just tweak it with some timing things and maybe a little adjustment here or there up front just for the specific opponent we're going to see on Friday.
Let's talk about that Princeton scrimmage just a little bit. Was there anything that stood out to you in particular as far as when you guys were going through the different sequences, whether it's your red zone offense or your red zone defense or your special teams or whatever have you?
We played the scrimmage like we were playing at the 50-yard line the whole game. And I know everybody takes a little bit different approach to the scrimmage. I told our guys, before the game, with my past, connection with Princeton and some of the coaches that I knew that were going to be coaching against us, I told our guys, don't be surprised if they take this as like their Super Bowl. That's not how we approached it. We approached it as a practice. We wanted to get certain guys reps. We scripted every play, and we just wanted to see who would come out and be physical and compete. And we were pleased. If you look at the big picture of the scrimmage, our starting defense, I think, ran a total of like 17 plays, and our starting defense gave up 9 yards in those 17 plays. We gave up some ground a little bit as we put our 2s and 3s in there, and then we gave up a little bit more ground when we put our freshmen out there. And that's to be expected, but that's what we went into the scrimmage kind of expecting. And our starting offense played one series. I think we put together a 7-play touchdown drive, and then started bringing our twos and threes in. And that's how we wanted to approach it. You know, we knew what Remy Johnson and Dylan Murphy and Carter Schickel and those type of guys were capable of doing. I didn't need to see all of that. I wanted to see what some of our sophomore and freshmen who had no varsity level experience, how would they compete, you know, when the lights came on. And we saw some of that. Some of those guys really stepped up. Some of those guys need some more time, maybe at the JV level, before they're ready for that level. So that's how we approach the scrimmage. I don't think there's a right or a wrong way. I think every program's different, and we got what we wanted out of it, and I'm sure Princeton got what they wanted out of it.
Was there anybody in particular, especially from that group of twos and threes, that really kind of showed that maybe they are ready for that next step, or at least maybe getting an extra look at potentially getting the next step of varsity football?
You look at a guy like Zeke Roosevelt, who's a kid who transferred in here, has never played football, and he's been a kid who is, man, he's made a really good first impression. He's a good athlete. He's a physical athlete. To see him, you know, we wanted to get him a bunch of reps because we know he hasn't played any football in his career, and we needed to see that and just to get him comfortable. You know, and he got better as the scrimmage went on, just kind of the pace of the game and just getting a feel for what was going on. A kid like Crew Wilsbacher, another kid that and Evan Buchanan, two guys that were playing tennis a year ago. Those are the guys that we really wanted to see play. And then we've got some kids, you know, Sam Tucker's a great example. He's our starting left tackle, but has been playing JV ball. How is he going to respond when we move him up, you know, to the big leagues? And Sam had a good scrimmage. You know, there's some question marks going in. I wasn't sure how he would handle some edge pressure off, you know, some pressure off the edge. And he handled it well, and he played much more physical than I've ever seen him play. And we expected that out of him because he's had a great work ethic in the weight room for the last couple of years. And you know, he's played 2 years of football, and he's starting to get to a point where he is a varsity level lineman. So it was good to see, you know, kids like that who you know, haven't played a lot of ball, and then some of them who have never played the varsity level football step up and kind of make a splash.
I think you as a head coach know this, but there's always this adage of it takes winning in all three phases in order to win a football game. We talked a lot about the offense and defense last week, but we didn't really talk a whole lot about your special forces. That's what you guys call it around here, not the special teams, the special forces. You had quite a bit of change there in some of that personnel. How has that been kind of working with Coach Neidig and the special forces group?
Well, Coach Neidig's as good as anybody around. You know, I would put Coach Neidig up against any 2A special teams coach in the state of Indiana. He prepares really hard, takes a long, hard look at what personnel we have to work with, and we develop a plan around that. There is a lot of turnover from last year with our special forces, but at the same time, I think we're a lot deeper this year. We have a lot more athletes who can run and cover kicks and cover punts and things like that. And then it helps that, you know, you got a kid like Dylan Murphy who punted for us last year, who's comfortable, who's got a big leg to come back and do that. And then Ethan Ashby too, where you got two experienced kickers to go with some of the speed that we're going to be able to feature this year on those special forces. So we put a ton of effort into it. I know we didn't showcase it at all in the scrimmage, but that's something we put a huge emphasis on, and I think will help us win football games as we go forward.
Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll take a little bit of a deeper look into the Southridge Raiders, who are the week one opponent. And then after that, in the third segment, we'll kind of take a whole look at the season as we get ready to go. As Viking football is right around the corner, don't go anywhere. The North Posey Football Coaches Show continues live from North Posey right after this break.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you need to clear up some space at home, store things that matter the most, or need an area to keep your business's materials and inventory, turn to Posey Storage in Poseyville. They've got storage units to fit about any need, with 4 sizes to choose from, including 5x12, 10x12, 10x24, and extra large 12x35-foot units. Need room for a boat, RV, or camper? They have you covered with both indoor and outdoor options. And renting couldn't be any easier. Call them at 812-622-1626, rent online at PoseyStoragePV.com, or stop by and use a convenient rental kiosk on site. Plus, with security cameras around the property, your stuff stays protected. Posey Storage, your local storage solution at 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Nick's Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nick's Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
You count on your car every day, so keep it looking sharp at Billy Sparkle and Shine in Poseyville. A clean car doesn't just turn heads, it feels better to drive. Billy's has a touchless spot-o-matic bay for a quick and easy wash, 2 self-serve bays if you're hands-on, and 4 powerful vacuums to freshen up your interior. If you're tackling summer bugs, the front bug sweep pass on the Ultimate Package can clean up that mess too. And for businesses, fleet accounts make regular cleanups a breeze. So stop by Billy Sparkle and Shine today at 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville and give your car the care it deserves.
Welcome back to the North Posey Football Coaches Show, live from North Posey High School, here with head coach Waylon Shank, and I'm Jordan Fisher. Thanks for tuning in here on 98.9 WPIW, your home for Vikings football, your home for Vikings athletics throughout the entire year. And coach, the football season starts on Friday. Big home opener against the Southridge Raiders, a big opponent for you guys every single year. A little less importance, I guess, in the sense of the conference goes, because Southridge moves up to the big school division, so that's a plus for you guys, but still a great test to start off the season.
Yeah, and I think this is what every coach wants to start the season, is kind of see where you're at, see where you need to make improvements over the course of the season. But, you know, I got a lot of respect for Coach B and what he does up at Southridge and the program that they put together. It's always, they tend to graduate a bunch of kids every year, and they come back the next year just as aggressive, just as physical, just as disciplined of a football program, and says a lot about that coaching staff up there. And, it's a great test for us right out of the gate to see where we stack up. And like you said, we're not conference opponents anymore. But at the same time, I think this game means a lot to both programs.
So I know you were talking about how you were installing things the last couple of weeks, but at what point do you start to focus, or your coaching staff start to focus on that week one opponent when you do really get to start doing the game planning?
You know, we started a couple of weeks ago. Just, you know, everybody changes a little bit every year with personnel and trying to, you know, fit your scheme around the kids you have. So we've been taking a look at past year's games, not just our game against them last year, but the 4 or 5 scout film that we got, looking at their tendencies, looking at how they attacked us last year. Because, well, you know, you'll use that, and it'll be a similar approach. But then you got to be kind of prepared for the unknowns too at the same time. So you're trying to put contingencies together. You know, what have you heard? What do you think they're going to run? And just trying to get the upper hand. And week one's a lot about adjustments, and you're adjusting on the fly, and you're adjusting at halftime. Because, you know, we're going to show some things that they're probably not prepared for. They're going to show some things that we haven't seen them do. And, you know, which staff can make the adjustments the fastest is probably going to be the one that's most successful.
I was about to ask, with that multi-week lead-up, is there like a week where you focus heavily on trying to build a defensive game plan and then heavily on an offensive game plan? There's a little bit of both each time.
I think both, you know, Coach Fisher from a defensive standpoint, me from an offensive standpoint, you know, we've talked to our guys and ran ideas past, you know, our position coaches on what they think. And, you know, we've kind of just been putting it in a file. And then this weekend we really started putting it all together, putting all the pieces together. So, yeah, we've been watching a lot of film, but there's been so much to do to get our team ready just for the season that you had a plan in the back of your head, but you know this weekend it kind of came all full circle.
So without revealing any of the secrets you might have discovered in the midst of the preparation, what can you kind of tell our listeners about what to expect from the Southard Raiders?
Well, I mean, it's going to start and end with Justin Leathers. They got a quarterback who's a multi-year starter, really good athlete, one of the better players in the conference, one of the better players in Southern Indiana. And last year they ran quarterback power 35 times, and there wasn't a whole lot we can do. We were pretty banged up front, and that's a game that Gavin Myers didn't play, and he was kind of anchored our O line, and we had a bunch of different guys out there trying to stop their power, but they were a senior heavy offensive line and a really good quarterback, and I anticipate them running a lot of that same stuff until we can prove that we can stop the Leathers kid. But Russell at running back's a kid that's played a lot of positions for him in his career. He's playing defensive end. He plays tailback for him. The Kramer kid's back at inside linebacker. He plays some H-back for him, who was a kid that played a lot for him last year. And then we're going to see a really good secondary. You know, the Haywood kid was an all-conference kid last year who was one of the top guys in the state in terms of interceptions. Leathers is going to be back there at safety, and the Steckler kid is an elite athlete, big kid, and then the Gasser kid, if everybody remembers Cam Gasser a couple years back, he was just a burner. His little brother's out there playing the corner, so their secondary is really strong, and then they're going to be young everywhere else. You know, they a lot of turnover on their offensive defensive line, three new starters at linebacker alongside the Kramer kid, and you know, whose young kids can step up the fastest is going to go a long way to determine who wins this game.
Aside from maybe the QB power over and over again, do you see kind of a mirror image of your team out there in the Raiders?
Yeah, at times. They remind, you know, their system reminds me a lot of the system that we ran when Liam Stone was back there, and relying heavily on his legs. And, you know, the Leathers kid's definitely a capable thrower, and he's got some good athletes at receiver. So, I mean, it's going to be a really tough task for our offense and defense both. But it's something we look forward to. I mean, you know, if you're an athlete and you're a successful athlete, you want to play the best teams, and Friday night we're going to get an opportunity to do that.
So this year you're going to have four home games throughout the regular season, of course, week one being the first one. Is there anything special planned for one of those home games specifically for week one? I know every home game usually has a little bit of a theme to it.
Week one, honestly, I haven't even talked to our Rowdy Reds. You know, I'm not even sure what their theme is. But, man, there's so much that goes into and I don't know if the listeners understand what goes into hosting a home football game or a home volleyball match. I mean, there's so many moving pieces from, you know, communication with the opponents all week and officials and, you know, our workers and our team and our parents and the different things that go on all week. I mean, it's a production. And week one, we try not to have anything abnormal because, you know, you're trying to get the first week in without any big issues. And so I think we'll have a big crowd. I think Southridge is going to travel really well. I think our community will come out and support us like they always do. And I expect a huge crowd. And we're going to try to just play football all week one.
I can certainly understand that. And you wear multiple hats, of course, being here. You and Sean, you mentioned that you're the athletic director. Coach Fisher is, of course, the principal. I know your wife is heavily involved with a lot of stuff, too, in the day-to-day operations. So you've got a lot going on in general, and so it makes sense to just try to get the first football game out of the way.
Yeah, we'll get some themes in, and homecoming will be another big week for us down the road and senior nights. But when you only have those four games, it seems like there's something going on every night. But hopefully Friday night we show up, play some football, and we have a good night.
Let's step away for one more break. We'll come back. We'll kind of talk about the season as a whole, kind of look at the schedule. week by week and see kind of what might have changed from last year and what you're kind of looking forward to for this season. But don't go anywhere. The Coach's Show continues live for North Posey right after this commercial break.
Summer sell-off is on at Expressway Jeep. Get employee pricing, factory incentives, and dealer discounts. Like a new 25 Ram 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 for only $39,690. Plus, spin the Patriot Wheel for bonus prizes or up to $1,000 cash. Only at Expressway Jeep in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 250 dock fee. Price includes 3,000 rebates and 1,500 Expressway Jeep owner loyalty. Must trade in any model vehicle purchased from an Expressway family dealership. New vehicle purchases only. Excludes previous purchases. Offers odds of winning are 1 in 30. See dealer for details.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville. When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
If you're looking to breathe new life into your worn-out asphalt, you need Smith's Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance, a family-owned and operated business you can trust. Their team specializes in sealing and maintaining asphalt, making old driveways and parking lots look brand new. With fair prices and a commitment to quality, they're the ones you can rely on. Visit them on Facebook and give them a call for a free quote today. Call 812-228-9651 for Smith's Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance. Trust in family. Trust in quality. Trust Smith's.
GAF of Mount Vernon, North America's premier roofing and waterproofing manufacturer, proudly supports Posey County football with the mission to protect what matters most. GAF builds unmatched strength, safety, and innovation, qualities that inspire champions on and off the field. GAF is honored to stand alongside our community and cheer on the Wildcats and Vikings players as they leave it all on the field this season. Here's to a safe, successful, and unforgettable season with pride and support from your friends at GAF.
You work hard to play hard, so protect your investment with a truck liner, textured coatings, or powder coatings from Rugged Armor Linings in Poseyville. Offering professional applications to protect your vehicles, RVs, off-road vehicles, and boat interiors against heat, scratches, dents, rock chips, and fading. 16 colors available. For an estimate, contact Paul Edwards by appointment only at 812-457-2415. Again, that's 812-457-2415. Rugged Armor Linings, 129 West Fletchell in Poseyville. Your dealer for B&W Hitch and Rough Country Accessories.
Welcome back to North Posey Football Coaches Show, live from North Posey High School. I'm Jordan Fisher here with head coach Waylon Shank, our final segment of our second episode of the football season. And coach, you're getting ready to start your ninth year officially here at North Posey. We talked about the week one matchup with Southridge, but a couple changes to your guys' schedule, looking at it from what's been seen over the last couple years. And really the two big ones, you guys are going to North Knox this year. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. And then you're ending the season at home against Heritage Hills and on the road at Mount Vernon for the Posey County Cup. Let's start with the road game at North Knox. That is certainly not a short trip. Kind of how did that game come about? I know Princeton dropped off the schedule, so you need another opponent. How did that come about from you?
I mean, there's a lot of things that go into, especially when you're trying to put together a football schedule for 13 conference schools. And myself and Nick Hart down at Gibson Southern, who's also an AD, Coach B at Southridge, who's also an AD, we kind of got tasked with the football side of things since we wear both hats. And there's a lot of collaboration with those guys and talking with other coaches on what they wanted. And at the end of the day, you're trying to do what's best for football, find matchups, non-conference matchups that like teams, equal teams, like communities, that are good atmospheres, but also competitive games. And, you know, Princeton decided they didn't want to continue our contract because they wanted to pick up Tecumseh, and they felt like that was a better game for them. And that left us with a week opening. And as we started filtering through the schedules, we looked at, you know, Forest Park and us both had a week three opening. And what ended up happening is Washington ended up dropping North Knox to pick up Forest Park, and that left North Knox open, and we wanted to do the right thing and fill that contract. Josh Chambers, the head coach at North Knox, and I are friends, and Josh is a good guy, runs a good program, and I thought it would be a different style of football. They run some wing or some single wing things, and you know, you want to prepare your – in the regular season, you want to prepare your team for about anything you might see in the sectional. And, you know, Josh plays a little bit different style up in Bicknell, and I thought it was a great opportunity for us. Another small school atmosphere that really takes football serious. And so we jumped on that opportunity, signed a four-year contract with them. And then as those schedules started unfolding, it left – you know, it left Mount Vernon and Heritage Hills stacked back-to-back at the end of the season. And, you know, you look at that, there's some good things about that, some bad things about that. You know, you play some really tough opponents towards the end of the season. You know, you risk getting banged up before the sectional, but then at the same time, if you can come out of there healthy, you're really prepared for the sectional. So, you know, we're happy with our schedule. Really happy with being, you know, in the Pocket Athletic Conference. I think it's one of the best small school conferences in the state. And I think if you talk to people around the state, people think the same thing. You know, we've sent multiple programs, have sent teams of state tournaments and one state tournaments in so many different sports. So I think the Pocket Athletic Conference is a conference that's recognized around the state, and it's an awesome thing to be a part of it.
So going back to the North Knox game, you guys have played them a few times over the years, the last time being in 2021. But I believe this is one of the first, if not the first, matchups in the regular season for the Vikings and North Knox. But the last time you actually faced them for North Posey was in 2021, where you guys got the win 41-18. The previous matchup before that goes all the way back to 2006 when Carl Jingleball was head coach.
Yeah, and when I was talking to Coach Jingleball and talking to some of the former players, they were like, yeah, we used to play them in the regular season. So I think it's been a while. But like I said, I mean, it's kind of crazy because our enrollments are pretty similar. We're not too far away. You would think we'd have ran into each other in the sectional quite often. But they've kind of went different directions in the sectional from where we've went, and we did run into them a couple years ago. I remember that night Harold Bender had a phenomenal night. Him and Devin Lynchnick hooked up for multiple touchdown passes, and that was a really good North Knox team that came in there. I think that year they came in, their only loss may have been to Linton that year, and high expectations with a big offensive line and a real powerful run game, and we played really well, had to play really well, came away with a win, and that led us to playing in a sectional championship the week after. So a ton of respect for Coach Chambers and what he's doing for that program. It'll be a great week three game.
Do you think there's any advantage to getting a long road trip like that one out of the way early in the season just so the boys are potentially prepared for that sectional trip?
For sure. And, you know, with the way things have – the way the ping pong balls have bounced in the last couple of years, mm-hmm. we'll probably have another long road trip to start the sectional. And even if you get – you know, you're fortunate enough to get that first sectional game at home, the odds are your next trip's pretty long. So I think there's something to be said about that, getting that out of the way, teaching the kids, you know, what that routine does look like, how to travel, you know, how to get off the bus and get your body back ready. So it'll be a good experience for us. And like I said, I think Bicknell is a great small town to play football. I think they'll come out and really support their team. We'll travel. Should be a pretty cool atmosphere. If you've never been up there, it's a neat place to play.
It's been a few years since I've been up there, but yes, it certainly is. One final question here. I know that you talked about the Heritage Hills Mount Vernon at the end of the season, how that could be a good tune-up for sectionals, but you always use that Heritage Hills game in week five as kind of your barometer about where your team's at in the midway point of the season. How are you going to try to evaluate that differently without having that premier opponent right smack dab in the middle of your schedule?
Well, the good thing about that is, you know, once we get through week one, I mean, it's a lot of conference games, small mm-hmm. school, so every game really matters. The only non-conference game in there is that North Knox game we talked about, but you know, we're going to have to go face the teams that we're going to have to beat to win the small school division, and that's our goal. And so I think we'll still have that measuring stick. You know, either we're going to come out of week seven small school champs or not. So I mean, we'll kind of know where we're at, and those last 2 weeks will be, like I said, there'll be some wars we're going to have to go in, and Heritage Hills at home, and going to Mount Vernon is going to be a really tough game. They got a really good team this year, and that rivalry week's always a hectic week anyway. So it'll prepare us, and that's really what we want in our schedule. How can we, you know, our goal is to play deep into the postseason every year, and you try to build a schedule that's going to prepare you for that, and I think we've been able to do that.
I think specifically to the Mount Vernon game, we talked about the advantages and disadvantages off the air, but certainly a hyped atmosphere like that to wrap up the regular season, you really can't ask for much better atmosphere.
No, and I mean, usually the weather at that time is really nice.
Let's hope anyway.
You know, a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of stuff going on around the game, senior nights and homecomings. And when you get those two communities together, it's always a pretty rowdy crowd anyway. So, you know, there's not going to be many better atmospheres week nine than being able to go down to Mount Vernon. The only better place would be if they were coming here.
Well, next year.
Next year, yeah.
Well, I appreciate your time, Coach. Certainly it's going to be another fun season. We talked about how now this year you're kind of more of the underdog back, kind of like you were in 2022. Yep. I think that's where you want to be, and I think you're ready to prove some haters wrong.
Yeah, we like the underdog role, and like I said, we'll do our best. I think we're going to put a good product on the field again this year, and you know, we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun year.
Well, good luck against the Raiders on Friday night. That'll be a 6:30 Central Time kickoff. Again, try to get out here to Joe Jingle Ball Field and support the Vikings in their 2025 campaign. It starts off with a big bang against the Southridge Raiders. So thanks again, Coach, and good luck.
Thank you, guys.
This will wrap up the Coach's Show for this week. We'll tune in next Monday at 5:30, but we'll see you on Friday night. Kickoff at 6:30, pregame 6:15. You can join myself and Chris Moreland for the call on 98.9 WPIW, and we'll be simulcast on Swin Sports on IHSA TV, where you can watch that game for free. But we'll look forward to seeing everybody on Friday night. Everyone have a good night on this Monday evening.
You've been listening to the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Nick's Industrial, Expressway Chevrolet, GAF, Billy Sparkle and Shine, JT's Hardware, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, J.L. Hirsch & Company, Rugged Armor Linings, and Smith Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance. Keep up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW and PoseyCountyRadio.com.